name's Wendy Wild. I'm from Claverick. I thought that Herb London's commentary was narrow-minded and completely offensive. I mean, his saying that two Muslim students who wouldn't shake a woman teacher's hand in Switzerland is the first step in imposing Sharia law in Switzerland was a bit of a stretch. They were just abiding by their religion, whether you approve of it or not, but it's not making the whole country take on their religion. I think it was really a bit much.
My name is Peg, and I live in Troy. I just wanted to say I thought that the editorial on the Super Bowl by the gentleman from the Sports Communication Department at Marist College, I thought that was absolutely brilliant. It really brought up so many of the questions and issues that a lot of people aren't necessarily articulating. People are feeling so stressed out and wondering what happened to our country just in the last 3 weeks. And I think that acknowledging the fact that this most American of rituals and events and milestones is going to be very different this year for a lot of people, people that aren't speaking to their families, people that aren't not sure what we have to celebrate, people that don't feel like having a leisure activity is worthwhile right now because there's so much work that we have to do.
Hello, my name is Tracy Timberman. I'm calling from Rotterdam, New York. And I want to say, Alan is right. I was listening to the roundtable this morning, and nothing has gotten my goat quite as much as hearing Mitch McConnell say that after the Democrats were saying how much we need 9 people on the Supreme Court, that now they should join the party and do an up or down vote on this new nominee that Trump has brought forth. And you know what? I just can't even believe it. And no, they should not be rewarded for bad behavior. And you know what? I think the Supreme Court could just go on very happily forever, 4-4. And I hope that the Democrats do not roll over and play dead on this.